Last week, correspondent Tatiana Moreni met with Melody Funchess at the New York Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services, confronting health inequities, let's get comfortable with being uncomfortable training. Melody Funchess was the keynote speaker who talked about her personal experience with discrimination, disparities, and adversities, both in her personal and professional life.
Hi, Melanie. Can you tell me about how you got involved in this line of work?
Well, I think that this work found me. I'm a peer. I've been involved in systems, but I'm also the child of a person who had mental health challenges. And so through those things, I saw the need to be able to advocate for good mental health services and healing among people of color.
Can you talk about your talk today at the NIAPR's Let's Get Comfortable with Being Uncomfortable event was really focused on addressing racism and acknowledging racism. Can you talk about maybe why people are uncomfortable with addressing racism?
I think that racism is something that seems like so huge and is so pervasive that people feel that they have no power to fix it, or people don't want to be seen as bad people, and so they don't want to acknowledge that it exists. And all those things combined just perpetuate the problem. So I like to be able to come into the spaces to call a thing and say that racism is real. This is what it looks like. This is what happens, so that people can become comfortable talking about it, and then we can make moves to fix it.
That's true. I think people often are, their first reaction is to be defensive whenever you call them out. Have you had any experience where you've called someone out and they weren't defensive?
I think that I have, where they weren't defensive, but that is someone who has been doing their own work. You know, it's natural, like if you call somebody, you know, because people equate racism and perpetuating racism with bad people, because we relate it on the interpersonal level, talking about like people like the Klan and all that. But what is worse than that and more pervasive than that are the regular people who do nothing in the face of injustice, or people who are like that aversive racist who, you know, who won't stand and will say, oh, I'm with you in the corner, but won't stand with you in the time when you need them to stand, and all these other things that happen. So, I mean, most of the time I find that if you have someone who started to do their own work, they understand that racism is a system and that we're all born into it. And so we all have a role, even though we didn't create it, we all have a role in fixing it. And that I'm not, you know, that it's okay that we know that this is what it is, but it doesn't mean you have to stay that way.
In your TED Talk today, you kind of talked or touched on, you know, the African-American community feeling empowered, or how it was important for them to feel empowered to educate themselves and make change for themselves. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. What I talk about a lot is about wanting us to be the owners of the tools of our own healing. There is a great large amount of scholarship around these issues that is created by us for us. And a lot of the work that I'm doing is around creating access to that knowledge for people of color, for Black folks, because the biggest part is not that we don't know or that the information doesn't exist. We just don't have access to it, because a lot of it is caught up in academia. So I feel part of my role is to help regular community people to have access to that knowledge in an accessible way.
How do you think we go about allowing people to have access to this knowledge?
There's a few things. One is to tell people that the knowledge exists. There's some people, you just got to tell them, hey, there's this article, and they have that they can go in and get the article and read it. Some other people may not understand all the academic jargon. So they need, like, I call myself a cultural broker. I exist in the space between regular community folks and academia to do that translation of, you know, well, when this person said that this is what they really saying, what they really mean is this, you know, and to be able to break it down into regular language, because a lot of times it's not that it's smarter language or it's more high, you know, higher language. It's just that it's a lot of jargon. Each of our areas has its own jargon, its own language, its own slang. And we just have to be able to translate it to make it more accessible to the general population.
It sounds like you're saying that a lot of the information that's out there is written in a way that's not culturally easily translatable. I wonder how you feel or what your thoughts on education and the disparities in education and the public school system and how that affects the inequities we have.
There is a lot of information that is in academia, like higher ed, that is written in this seemingly academic ease sort of language. But there's also books that are more accessible. There's just so much information. In reference to K-12 education and disparities, I think what happens there is about a crisis of low expectations for our young people, that the biases that exist create this feeling of low expectations so that we don't even expose our young people to different kinds of language, different kinds of books, different kinds of information. So when they get to this level, they don't know it because they're not as bright, they're not as capable, is that they haven't been exposed.
Wow, that's actually really interesting. Thank you, Melanie. I really appreciate you talking with me today. And can you know, you just leave off with what can people do themselves, people that may be listening to this, to address health inequalities within themselves and within their communities?
There's a couple of things I want to leave you with. One is that risk factors are not predictive factors because of protective factors. A great man, Dr. Carl Bell, said that, and it's very true. The things that they say about us, the risk factors, are not predictive factors because of protective factors. Things that we have in our community, our village, our people are protective for us. So if we embrace a lot of those things, they can be protective. Also, you cannot expect what you don't inspect. If we expect for us as a community to come forward and come through, we have to put in that work. We cannot expect our young people to soar to heights if we're not tending to them in school and we're not checking in on them and seeing and checking on the teachers to make sure that we're holding teachers accountable to educating them. If we're not checking on them in community to make sure they know that there's caring adults who are looking out for them and looking out on them to know that we see them and we care about them. We've got to do these things because there's some things that are outside of our control, but there's a whole lot of stuff that's within our control to really bring back our village and help our communities grow and heal and be well.
I like that. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You just heard Melanie Funches speaking to correspondent Tatiana Morani after NYAPRS's Confronting Health Inequities, Let's Get Comfortable with Being Uncomfortable training. To learn more about the New York Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services and future events, you can visit their website at nyaprs.org. And that concludes our show. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Jonah Moberg.
And I'm J.P. Pogorski. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page. If you have comments, suggestions, or a tender confession, you can text us at 518-888-3004. Also be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.